Now, really disappointing news came through yesterday as well, that a huge amount of damage was done to a rescue vehicle in Banna in what's been described as a disgraceful criminal act. Sinn Féin councillor Deirdre Ferris is raising the banner. She's with me in our studio this morning. Deirdre, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We also have Brian Crean, the secretary of Banna Rescue. But Deirdre, I'll start with you. What exactly happened here, to your knowledge? A huge amount of damage done to a very important piece of equipment.
Morning, Gerry, and hello to everyone listening this morning. I suppose yesterday I got notified that while the volunteers from Banna Rescue were trying to manage traffic issues in the main car park in Banna and try to move on vehicles that were blocking up the emergency access point, which is an ongoing issue that is coming to me repeatedly, a level of distraction, I suppose they were held up and somebody or a group of people decided to joyride on the Argo Aurora. It's a rapid response unit, Gerry, just for your own benefit and for the listeners' benefit. This was one of the first in the country. This was purchased through an awful lot of hard work of fundraising. And as we know with community groups, the grant funding is very, very difficult to traverse. It is a huge amount of work involved in applying for applications. They had done everything they could and they finally got the money and they got one of the first in the country. It is of absolute vital importance to the 10-kilometre stretch between Barrow and Ballyhigh because this machine is not only amphibious, which means it drives on extra rough terrain, including rock and sand, but it also transports directly into water without any major difficulty. It acts like a boat in that respect and it can just get from the front of Banna Beach to Ballyhigh Beach in 6 minutes and the same to Barrow Beach. As we know that Barrow Beach and Polgurum and Sandy Lane between Banna and Ballyhigh are not manned by lifeguards, but they also have an awful lot of rip currents and strong currents. It is a vital machine that I have never seen such excitement than I did and pride with the Banna Rescue team. A team of volunteers, I might add, highly qualified and highly trained when they succeeded in getting the funding together to have this. So it seems to have been taken for a joyride yesterday. It is a very specialised machine in the sense that there is a very specific training required in order to operate one of these. And when they got back after trying to manage the fiasco that is the parking in Banna and the blocking up of emergency services, they noted that it wasn't where it was left and they found it with damage to the tracks, which cost an additional €10,000 when they bought the machine for €40,000. And there's concerns that the axle is also damaged. And it's my understanding as well that there's a risk to the transmission because by not being able to operate this properly, they wouldn't understand how... As tough of a device it is, if it's not driven properly, it's hugely at risk of damage. And now we have a non-operational machine to the value of 50,000, which is irrelevant when you think about the value it offers to that 10-kilometre stretch in the height of a bathing season. I think it's also important to note here, Gerry, that Banna Rescue, every single bit of funding they get is done through hard work of fundraising with their volunteers. Like I said, yeah. Grant-aided funding. They have backfilled where the state and the local authority couldn't provide services through the height of the warm weather before the bathing season officially started and need lifeguards. They have been managing and caring and looking after that beach and that area for the last number of months, and I can tell you they're probably near a burnout because they are exhausted. They are getting the height of abuse from people every single day who feel they have a right to park in front and totally block off the emergency access points. They spend their day running up and down the beach looking for people with the carriage, asking them to move the vehicle. I know that one young staff member took the height of abuse and was basically told where to go very aggressively and that people would park where they want. This is an ongoing problem outside of the issue with the Argo. Now, if they had not been distracted with this yesterday, Gerry, they
would have been able to keep a better eye. Yeah. They wouldn't expect this to happen anyway, but the fact that they were busy with that, which shouldn't really be happening, just makes it all worse.
It's very frustrating, Gerry, and I suppose I've been repeatedly calling for infrastructural works, barrier system, designated areas specific to access for emergency vehicles. And it's not just Banna that has this issue, actually, Gerry, because Banna is a small car park. Kelly's Beach in Phoenix is no different. An emergency access point, people block it up repeatedly. They block driveways, people's driveways. They block access to the slipway, which is a launch site for emergency vehicles. In fact, Banna Rescue as a bunch of volunteers, highly qualified and highly trained, support the RNLI in their endeavours as well, and the lifeboat crew back there. So that will be their launching pad, Gerry. And that is continuously blocked up as well. I think Kerry County Council have to take cognizance of this now. They have to look at the repercussions of not having proper measures put in place and proper infrastructural works. Banna is a huge problem, and I would say to the listeners this morning, if anybody is going to Banna today, there is an absolutely huge plot of land, Kerry County Council owned, right opposite the toilets. It is an overflow car park. I would request that ye please park in there. If the car park is full, do not park where you see barriers. Do not park where you see bollards. Or please do not move the barriers and the bollards. We have to ensure that our emergency services can get access. Because, Gerry, this Argo, and I think it's so important for people to understand, it has the capacity to carry a stretcher, which means they can do the rough terrain where the emergency services like ambulances can't. It can pivot in a 360-degree point, which means it can get right into the rocks in the likes of Barrow Beach if there's an issue, or right up to the Black Rock. All of that is hugely invaluable to the community. And I am just, I couldn't believe it. Yesterday I was shell-shocked. Today I'm absolutely livid that somebody would disregard the safety of everybody.
You can just think of the time of the year, how busy it is, the increased incidence of call-outs as a result of that, the exceptional weather period we're having at the moment. It'd be one thing if it happened in January, but to happen in the middle of July in a heatwave spell is just absolutely terrible, and God forbid something happens that when it was needed, when it could make a difference, the problem here out of all that.
Banna Rescue absolutely supplement the very short bathing season that is facilitated for with life-saving measures with our lifeguards. They are 24/7, 365 days a year. They are volunteers, many of whom work full-time. They are highly qualified and highly trained. These people are available at the drop of a hat. They're the most incredible group of people. In my job, Gerry, and I've always said this before, my job is limited in an awful lot of ways. I can't do what I do without community groups doing what they're doing. And what they're offering in Banna, and for that entire 10-kilometre stretch, and the support they give the RNLI, is so invaluable. You can't even articulate how important it is. I have the utmost respect for every single one of those people who go out and risk themselves in all weathers, 365 days a year, and you know the type of weather and the storm surges we get on the Atlantic seaboard. These people never ever fail to turn up. They established themselves in the early 80s following what they had seen outside of the season was two drownings, and an incredible group, and they have continuously worked tirelessly to expand on that service and to work towards ensuring the safety of every single person who is using our beaches. And Gerry, unprecedented weather or no, they are always required. It's just you're dealing with far more people. And what I would say, Gerry, if people are listening this morning, they're going to Banna, the person coming up to you asking you to move the car is not trying to be difficult. They are not trying to make your day more difficult. They are doing a very important job. Please respect people. And if you were the person who highly abused one of the Banna Rescue volunteers in the last number of weeks, you should hang your head in shame, because you will depend on them someday, or somebody belonging to you will. And I would say that you should feel ashamed for treating people in that manner who are only trying to do good.
Okay, dear to listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning about that. That's a very strong message there from Councillor Deirdre Ferris of Sinn Féin. Brian Crean, Secretary of Banna Rescue, is with me on the line. Brian, look, good morning to you. And look, first of all, this is just terrible news. Very disappointing after all the hard work and the key piece of equipment that this Argo Aurora responder is for you.
Yeah, thanks very much. The Argo responder is a cutting-edge amphibious all-terrain vehicle, as Deirdre said. Now, as you can hear from Deirdre's voice, she's kind of breaking a little bit. It's Deirdre's favourite piece of equipment we have in the building. Deirdre very much loves this piece of equipment for what it can do. It's actually been particularly disheartening, given the incredible commitment shown by our volunteers over the past number of weeks. We've had about three bouts of very good weather since, we'll say, May, and the crews have been giving up more and more of their own time to provide additional standby cover for the lifeboat, for ourselves, ensuring faster emergency response should any require assistance. And on the day of the incident alone, volunteers had already been in the building, conducted multiple patrols, since 8 o'clock that morning. They've been engaging with members of the public, talking about risk assessments, risks of the rips up by Sandy Lane and down by Car Park 2. And while we were, while the crew were actively working to address some of the parking issues and the obstruction of the light boat bay, it was then that they became aware of the theft of the Argo.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, this is a specialised piece of equipment. It's an 8x8 amphibious extreme terrain vehicle, and it gets into all those impassable environments like, you know, rocky shorelines, you know, into water. It's got safety features. It's also got specialised steering as well, which is part of the problem for the people using it in an unauthorised fashion. They didn't know what they were doing because you have to be trained.
Yes, I'm the secretary inside in Banna. We have approximately 38 members, and there's 6 qualified drivers for it. No one is allowed to drive it unless you've received the specific training. There's specific startup sequences, there's a specific way to drive it over the sand, over different types of terrain, how to operate the emergency components of it, and so on. So it's not a toy. It's not like you jump...
No.
It sounds ridiculous.
No.
It's not like you jump into your own car, start your own car, and off you go. It's not a quad.
Yeah.
It is not a toy. Its initial cost... It was a five-year project we had to pick the vehicle, pick the most suitable vehicle for the Banna area. The initial cost, thanks to the community and state grant support, was 40,000. It has recently been upgraded with a track system, which allows it to go even further, even siltier sand and so on. So its loss at this time is immeasurable, to be quite honest.
Yeah. And just heartbreaking. All that hard work, all that fundraising, all the effort, all the training. It's just terrible. Terrible to see that happening. Have you even had a chance to think about, you know, the job of work to try and get it back fixed?
Yeah, yes, Brian. Our equipment officer has been on the, our equipment officer has been on the job already and been in contact with the insurance. We're following the paperwork. It is heading up to the national distributor next week. They will assess it and we'll see exactly what the issues are. We can't simply put this vehicle back into operation if something goes wrong. It must be assessed, it must be certified, it must be recertified. This machine will probably have to be stripped down entirely to see if some small component is gone wrong. That component, if that's not fixed now, would have a knock-on effect and could actually damage the machine maybe 6 months down the line. So it will have to be stripped down, completely checked, and every component scanned before it can actually re-enter service. So the delay on this could be maybe it goes up next week, might be a week, or if a component is required, it has to be imported in from America because it's so specialised. It has to be imported in from America and the stuff replaced.
Yeah, yeah. So it could be quite some time, that's for sure. And we know the Gardaí are investigating the alleged theft of the motor vehicle and that it was recovered. Investigations are ongoing, so we'll see what the outcome of that will be, though, Brian. But look, it is depressing. I know your work will continue regardless of it, and you'll be making that appeal for people who do park where they shouldn't be parking, just to give you a bit of a break, please, and cooperate over this busy period.
Definitely. The problem with the parking, and again, it's not to be, we're not trying to be killjoys with anything like that. The problem with parking is twofold. There's two delays. If we get an emergency shout, the delay is twofold. It's the initial response for our volunteers to actually get to the rescue centre. So if cars are parked the wrong side of the road, parked illegally, there's a delay in us getting to the actual boathouse itself. Our volunteers, we're not special. We must follow all the rules of the road, no special treatment. So poorly parked vehicles and the subsequent congestion behind it delays the initial response. Secondly, it's actually getting the lifeboat or even the ground teams out from the rescue centre, out onto the beach. In Banna, this is an acute problem when vehicles are parked illegally or close the road to a single lane. All we're asking is, if you're parking your car somewhere, make sure you're not reducing access. That's all. It's just a common sense approach that if you're reducing the width of the road or the width of the area, you're going to block some emergency vehicle or other traffic for getting in and out, which then has a knock-on effect of further congestion, further issues.
Okay, Brian, listen, look, look, briefly, I don't know, is there an idea? They're just calling for more infrastructure, proper facilities there to prevent people from doing this. Like, should clamping be considered? Is it that bad? Or is that a question for down the line?
Enforcement is important, but education is much more important. Personally, I believe that you can have as much enforcement as you like, but you're still going to have incidents, and one incident can create a knock-on effect. It's more education. Yeah. There's Kerry County Council are very good to us. Tons of signage, tons of help whenever we request. It's just, it's common sense that's required. It's predominantly education, a little bit more enforcement, a little bit more signage, but it's predominantly a bit of common sense, that's all.
Yeah, a bit of cop on is what's bad. You need it for a lot of people who are engaging in that sort of behaviour. Brian, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to me on the programme this morning. Good luck with the repairs to that vehicle. It's Brian Crean there, Secretary of Bannat Sea Rescue. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch with us on the programme.